Blog Talk Radio.
Live Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow as Evangelist Michelle takes us to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. If we could all just close our eyes and bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Oh, Father God, we come humbly before your throne of grace to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and guiding us all safely throughout our day and to our appointed jobs and places and getting us to this appointed time right now, Lord God. We here at the Spirit Alive Network, thank you, Father God, for the blessing of yet another program for your people.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we just open our hearts and the doors of this program to just allow your people to come in and feel welcome. Oh, Lord, we ask that you just give my sister and myself a double portion of your spirit right now as we try to teach your people. Oh, Father, bless this nation as we're going through,
yes, Lord,
continuing through this coronavirus, and we ask that you just demolish every living, deadly cell, Father God. Just go into every crack and crevice, Father God, and help your people to just remember, Father God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we need you right now. Now, Lord, like never before, Lord God, we need you to just come and blanket the world with your love, Father God. Cover us, Father God, in this time,
yes,
of
Lord,
our defense. Father God,
yes,
some of us are in need of one thing and some are in need of another, Father God, but you know the needs of all of your children just like you know,
yes,
every hair on my head. You know all about it, Lord, so I ask you to just please fix it, whatever it is. Lord God, give us the wisdom to see what you would have each of us to do in our lives and help,
yes,
us stay courageous, Father God. But stay courageous in you and fear nothing, Father God, but you. In Jesus' name, I ask that you just cover all of your children all,
yes,
over this world, Father God, and just have them to lack nothing, any of your children, whatever they're hurting from, whatever their needs, whatever their wants or desires that they need right now, I ask you to just lift up their bowed down heads.
Yes.
Bless them. Whatever it is,
yes,
that they need. If they need food, give it to them. If they need drink, give it to them. If they need shelter, shelter them, Father God. If,
yes,
they're sick, make them well, Lord Jesus. You know all about it, Father God. And I ask you to do this in the name of your darling son, Jesus,
yes,
Christ,
Lord,
who hung there and died on that cross for all of us. Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
for that beautiful prayer, my dear sister. Hallelujah. Well, thanks to God. Tonight's program is entitled The Writing is on the Wall. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about tonight. Earthquakes, famine, wars, lawlessness, COVID. Most Christians have some ideal of the signs that occurred during the Bible, during what the Bible calls the last days. Well, guess what? We're living in them right now. And just about every generation since the New Testament was written has thought the very same thing. Now, some Christians are fascinated by the mysteries and symbols found in Revelations, and they love to sit around and just unravel their secrets, while others feel that, like, Revelations wasn't written for that purpose, so they feel it's just best avoiding it altogether so we don't get sidetracked from our main calling. So what's the proper approach? What should we know about the end times, and what, if anything, should we do to live out our faith in the midst of these turbulent times? You see, almost everyone seems to be looking for signs these days. But my question is, what are you looking for? Why are you looking for signs when the writing is already on the wall? For the signs are recorded in God's holy word. The prophets talk about the bad news of the return of Christ to the earth in the person of Jesus by the Hebrew phrase Yom Adonai. We translated the day of the Lord or the day of Yahweh. And you know those prophets stumbled over each other trying to find adequate words to describe the horror of that day. Now, at the end of the Old Testament is the book of Zephaniah. And Zephaniah shares with Joel and many other prophets of God a phrase that is a phrase of absolute horror. It's called the Great Day of the Lord. Now, in Zephaniah 1, 14 through 16, we are told that the great day of the Lord is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of Yahweh is bitter. Mighty men will scream aloud. That is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, devastation and desolation, darkness and gloominess, cloud and thick darkness. I look at all those pairs of words and I see someone just trying to ransack the thesaurus, if there was such a thing available way back then, trying to find some adequate words to describe the calamity of the day when Christ returns to the earth, because when he returns, it will be the worst judgment the world has ever known. And you might be thinking to yourself, how can that be? How can that be when Genesis 6 through 9 describes the death of all living things by the great flood? How can that be, given the suffering that we've experienced even in our time? Like the recent, like the floodings and the typhoons, tsunamis, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, COVID. All these things are called acts of nature. So how can there be something worse than all of those things? I think what makes the second coming worse is that all of the things thus far God has done through mediation. That means he's done it through creation or upheaval. But in the second coming, the judgment will be done not by water, not by flood, not by fire, not by storm, but by his own hand. Do you hear me, though? Now, we're probably all familiar with the story of the 10 plagues. And are we not familiar with the wording of Exodus 11? It's where the announcement of the 10th plague is given. The last plague God used to deliver Israel from Egypt is the most horrendous on the list. There were others that were awful, the turning of the Nile to blood, the darkening of an eclipse that lasted for days and was only specific to the Egyptians and not the people of Israel. I know there had to be some eclipse. There was cattle disease, boils, gnats, flies, awful things, but none of the plagues is like the 10th. Because in the 10th plague, we're told that from the house of Pharaoh to the homeless farmer in the land, and even extending out to the born, the firstborn of Egypt will die. They will not die, however, as Sunday school lessons have it, by the angel of death, but they will die by the hand of God. And if you look at Exodus verse 11, starting at verse 1, it says, "The Lord Yahweh said to Moses, 'One more plague I will bring on Pharaoh.' He says, 'I will do this. Thus says the Lord, about midnight I am going out into the midst of Egypt.'" You see what you've done? We've softened this because it's almost intolerable. It's something that we can't stomach. God? No, we like it to be done by an angel. But God? No, we like it to be done by a demon, but God. No, we'd rather have it done by storm or disease. But God said, "I will do this." And so he did. And then on over in Exodus 15, this is the very first psalm in the Bible, and it's a celebration of the deliverance of Israel from Egypt, and is celebrated every year by Jewish people all over the world. Jewish people who follow their own Haggadah know this better than we Christians because they recite it every single year. Now, when God brought Israel from Egypt, not only was it he and he alone who slew the firstborn, but it was he and he alone who fought against their enemies and destroyed them. And when the song was sung, verse 3 says, "The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name." And in those words, we are celebrating the fact that it was God and God alone who delivered them. Adonai means Yahweh is a warrior. Adonai Shemo, Yahweh is a warrior. His name is Warrior God. And that's how we portray King Jesus in Revelation 19. Jesus, when he comes down, is a man of war. If you look at the words in verse 11, it says he judges and wages war. And then if you look at the words on down in verse 15, it says from his mouth comes a sharp sword. The point is that he, and he alone, will come down and directly fight himself. He will personally wage this war. Now, the people of the world don't understand this. See, they use the word Armageddon, which is our word, a Bible word. But they use Armageddon to describe nuclear holocaust against nation against nation. See, back in the days of the Soviet Union, there was such a threat of the end of the world, they thought, by one nation lobbying missiles against another, that they just knew it was going to be Armageddon, but it wasn't. Now, that would be as horrific as that would have been. It would have been world war, but it still wouldn't have been Armageddon. You see, Armageddon is the nations gathered together at the end of the tribulation period to withstand God the Father putting his son, Jesus Christ, on the throne of David in Jerusalem. See, that's what Psalm 2, number 2 is all about. And that's what Psalm 110 is about, okay? In Psalms 2, the nations are gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah, his anointed. And the one who is in heaven laughs in derision as he says, "I set my king on my holy hill Zion. Do you think the nations can withstand the power of God?" That's why it would be the greatest upheaval of all history. And what really makes it the worst is that it will not be water, fire, or disease, but it will be the Lord himself who comes to judge. So what should Christians be doing to get ready for these events preceding the end of the age and the second coming of Jesus? Well, given the current state of affairs in the world, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that the Lord may be returning really soon. Now, I'm telling you, saints of God, I'm holding on to my confidence in God and living by faith. But now some of my friends and relatives tell me that that's not enough. You see, they're selling their homes. They're moving to remote desert or mountain locations. They're stockpiling food. They're buying weapons and ammunition. And the list goes on and on and on. Is this right? Are we really supposed to run and hide as things get worse? Or should we stay where we are and continue to minister to the people around us? Now, our Bible clearly instructs us to be vigilant, but it also teaches us that no one can say for certain that we are living in the end times. This is at best a debatable proposition. Jesus himself repeatedly said that no one knows or can know the day or hour of his return. Now, you can find that in Matthew 24:36, Mark 13:32, and Acts 1:7. So to be sure, we are surrounded by events and developments that could be interpreted as signs of the end. On every hand we see, like I said, famines, earthquakes, disasters, trouble, senseless murders, wars, and rumors of wars. But has there ever been a period in history, in the history of the world, when this wasn't the case? Can you imagine what it was like to be a believer in Rome under the Emperor Caligula or Nero? Or to face the arena, the stake, or the lion's den for your faith? What do you suppose Christians were thinking when the legions captured Jerusalem and destroyed the temple in 7 AD? Or when Attila overran Europe in the 5th century? Or the Vikings in the 9th? Or Genghis Khan in the 13th? Or the Muslim Turks in the 16th? Could anyone conclude that the end was near when the Black Death decimated Christendom, wiping out entire towns and claiming more than 25 million lives between 1347 and 1352? How did the situation look to believers at the beginning of the last century when the so-called Great War destroyed an entire generation, 37 million casualties? Or a few decades later, when the shadow of Hitler and the Third Reich was rising over Germany and Eastern Europe? Clearly, the early 21st century has no monopoly on death, disaster, devastation, or terror. Now, you don't need to know a great deal about history, and you don't need to have no signs to see it. But let's assume for a moment that these are the end times. What then? How should a Christian respond? Fortunately, the Apostle Peter gives us a straightforward answer to this question. Writing specifically with reference to the end of age, he said, "When the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." Now, nowhere in there does Peter suggest that believers head for the hills or adopt a fortress mentality and start stockpiling food and weapons. Instead, he asked, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for the hastening, the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. At 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. You see, as Peter sees it, in time Christians are called to do one thing. They are to practice holiness and do good to others wherever and whenever they can. They are supposed to work the works of God while it is day. Paul seems to have been thinking the same way when he wrote to the Galatians. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good, especially to those who are in the household of faith. You see, thanks to God, when we suffer for something or someone, we remember it. Jesus went through so much to save us that we can trust he's coming back. And we should anticipate his return. As we wait for him to come back, Paul highlights some practical ways to stand firm in our faith, as recorded in the second letter to the Thessalonians. First of all, the first one I want to talk about is we must remain in the presence of God. He says in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9, the punishment for people who do not profess faith in Jesus is living away from the presence of God and from the glory of his might. You see, every time we talk to God and listen for his voice, we draw from his strength, and it helps us to stand firm until he comes back. The second thing we ought to do is get to work. Paul tells the church to keep away from anyone who is walking in idleness. That's in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6. Waiting for Jesus to come back doesn't mean we just kick back and leave the hard work, the earning a living, the raising our family, ministering to people's needs, and all the other things we could do for somebody else to do. See, we wait and we redeem our time wisely when we actively participate in making the world a better place as we do what we're called to do by God. And then the last thing I want to hit on before I kick it out to our Christian reporter in the field, We need to do good. Paul implores his brothers and sisters in Christ not to grow weary in doing good, because our relationship with Jesus is the one thing that we're going to take with us all the way into eternity. So as we care for the people around us and we show the love of Jesus, we bring a little bit of heaven to earth. Now, I know it can be challenging for us to live out our calling as Christians, and I know it's easy for us to want to look for signs for the second coming of Jesus. But you know what? We don't need to look for signs. We just need to live holy, do the work, and anticipate him coming back. And when we do that, we will reflect more of who he is and how he loves. To God be the glory. Now, out to our reporter, Evangelist Michelle Scott, who is in the field.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for that wonderful message. I got so inspired. Now, as Bishop said, the writing is on the wall, like the earthquakes and the wars and the famine, like she spoke about. They're all signs of the last days, and we're in that. We're living in that right now, like my sister spoke on. And like my sister also said, I have heard these things all of my life, and I know you've heard it too, that we're living in the last days. We're living in the last days. Look at the signs. The signs are all here. It's saying it just like it said in the Bible. Me and my friends used to be so afraid when we were coming up in junior high and then high school. And now my children, you know, I've been saying it to them. And so now, you know, they are getting used to hearing it. Well, the great day of the Lord shall come. And when it does come pass, will you be ready? That is the question. The second coming will come, and it will come by God's hand alone. And again, I ask you, the most important question of your life, will you be ready? See, the writing is on the wall and has been since before you and I both can think back of the Lord, in time. You know, it's because we've been hearing about the Lord all of our life. And so we've been hearing things, and we, like I said, we've been hearing about the last days. So, you know, we've been hearing it all of our life. We've been hearing about the Bible. If you're a Bible scholar or not even a Bible scholar, you've been reading about these things since you were a young child in Sunday school and whatnot. And then as you got older, the classes got more in-depth and you start reading. So you see all the things that's going around in the world. You see fathers are against sons, and sons are against fathers, and mothers and daughters. These are all signs, and all these things are happening. So we have to start trying to be more loving, as my sister also said. We want to be more loving. We don't want to possess behavior. The writing is on the wall is similar to it's better left than unsaid. You know, we hear that topic, things are left better unsaid. And I say that because it's right there on the wall. You know, things are better left unsaid because sometimes you just know. You know, it's cold outside. If you don't wear a jacket, you're going to get a cold. Out where Bishop is, it's snowing. So, yes, it's freezing. If you don't wear a coat, you go out there with flip-flops on, yes, you're going to catch a cold. So things sometimes are left unsaid. The writing is on the wall. If you don't wear a jacket and comfortable shoes with socks and you go out there in that winter weather in the snow, yes, my child, you will catch a cold, pneumonia, frostbite, and all these other things. We have to live in this world until our time is up. And we have to live wisely. Yes, we're going to look for the signs, But as we live, we don't want to act like she said. We still want to live our normal lives as well. If we're married, we want to be with our spouse. And if we have children, we want to be with our children. We want to make sure everything at the home front is okay. If we're servants of God, we want to be rightly serving God. And we want to have a balance in both. We don't be wanting to shortchange God, and yet we don't want to shortchange our spouse and our children. We want to make sure, and we want to make sure that our children know about the Lord, you know, and in the people that they hang around, we want to make sure that they know about the Lord. You don't want the your children marrying into unequally yoked marriages, because that wouldn't be balanced. We want everything to be balanced, because when we leave this, when we leave this realm and we go to be with Jesus, we want all of our family to be together. We want a heavenly family reunion when we get to heaven. Am I right? So these are the things that we want to think about, because I know I want a heavenly reunion. If it was left to me, all of my children, all of my nieces, nephews, it would be a grand reunion. You may not certain issues. God knows our hearts, and he knows everything about us. So even when you're thinking something bad, God already knows about it. So the writing is on the wall. You ask God to help you with your bad thoughts, and help you to get good thoughts. Get good thoughts of studying. We're going through this COVID right now, right? So ask God to help you to figure out a better study plan. The more we're in the house now, we have so much time that we can be getting closer to the Lord. And like you said,
amen.
Occupying our time trying to worry about, is this a sign? Is that a sign? Is this a sign?
Come
Trust
on.
Me, if you're in that word, you would know the signs. You don't have to be sitting around trying to part the whole realm of the world, trying to figure out every little thing, because that way you're wasting so much precious time that you could be in that vineyard working for the Lord, trying to win souls, instead of sitting around trying to pick apart every little thing that's happening. We need to be about our Father's business and winning souls, even in these last days, more souls, because there's so many more souls getting lost. And even the souls that are getting lost, there's so many more that want to know the truth, that are longing for the truth. If we are the servant leaders that we say we are, then we have to get out there and we have to win these souls for the Lord. And don't you know, a win for the Lord is a win for us. We are one big happy family in the Lord. It's a win for all. If I bring a soul to Christ, that's God, that's me, that's Bishop, that's Apostle Zeta, that's everybody. That's everybody here.
That's right. We're one
That's
body.
Everybody that I know is one. The whole body. That's a win for the whole body. That's
one
right,
body.
That's a win for the whole body of Christ. That's how we have to start looking at it. It's not about me, or I. It's God. We're in this for God. It's not about self. Okay. So we got
Amen.
To start. The writing is on the wall. We don't
it's
have to
wall.
Worry about the wall, because the wall is going to stand. Even when we're gone, the wall is going to stand. It's going to stand for itself, just like God is standing on his own. So we don't have to worry about the wall crumbling. The earth is going to crumble. God is going to be still. The writing is going to still be on the wall. So I just implore you guys to pick up while you're sitting with this COVID, any downtime that you have. Pick up the word of God.
Yeah, pray.
And bury it deep into your soul. Before you pick that book up, you pray. And you ask God to open your mind and your heart and help you to understand the words that you are about to read. And those that you don't, you ask God to give you a better understanding. And you ask him to bring someone into your life that will be a prayer partner with you. I love you
Amen.
All. God bless you. Bless you, Bishop.
Oh, hallelujah. That was our great reporter out in the field, Evangelist Michelle Scott. She brought that, hallelujah. So in essence, instead of looking for signs, what we're beseeching you to do is to be like the Apostle Paul. And let us live our lives in a way that we can lead others to Christ. Let us be about our Father's business by praying and studying His holy word and loving one another, checking on one another. Hallelujah. Demonstrating the love of God. Yes, we are in COVID, but there is still so much we can do to demonstrate the love of God. You want to see some signs? Well, let's give them some. The word
Amen.
Of God says, a new commandment I have given you, to love one another as I have
Amen.
First loved you. And by this they will know that you are my
Amen.
Disciple.
Amen.
All right? So let's give the world a sign. Let's give the world the sign of God's love.
Amen.
Let's show the world the God, the sign of God's peace. Let's show the world
Amen.
The sign of God's joy, His grace,
Amen.
His mercy. People want to see signs? Let them see the light and the love of Jesus illuminating from us.
Yes.
So that when we go down the street, no matter where we are, we can be in the supermarket, we can be at work, no matter where we are, people can see that light and they're going to know it's something peculiar about us.
Yes.
We don't live like the world. We don't walk like the world. We don't talk like the world. We don't judge like the world or condemn like the world. But we love like Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for one another like Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We lift one another up like Jesus.
Amen.
We strengthen one another like Jesus. Those are some signs that we need to be putting out there for the world to see. They've got signs everywhere. No parking. Stop here. Don't do this. The park is closed. You know, they got all kinds of signs.
Amen.
Now it's time for us, as bona fide, certified, called out people of God, to show them who we are.
Amen.
To show them how we live in. We need to show the world that we're victorious. It's not enough to go around saying, I got victory, and then we walk around like we're in defeat. It's not enough to go around saying, I love Jesus and I trust Jesus. But then the next day, oh, I just don't know what's going to happen. Oh, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to sit right here and trust my Jesus, because He hasn't failed me yet. And His word declares that God is not a man that He should lie.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
He don't lie. Everything He says He gonna do, He gonna do. So the writing is on the wall. Okay. So we need to stop asking, what would Jesus do, and start doing what He did. The writing's
Amen.
On the wall.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to let you put your praise on it. It's time for you to put your nuggets on it. If you would like to have a word, please press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Praise the Lord. We have a crowd up in here tonight, so I'm going to ask that we be kind, we be considerate, and we keep our comments brief. Amen, and to God be the glory. And you know, but we look, right after Mother Matty, because she going to say what she going to say. Amen.
Amen.
Good
Amen.
Evening, Mother Matty.
Good evening, Bishop Cook. Good evening, Evangelist Scott. Good evening to all the Spirit of Life family. God bless you all. Love you all. You ladies really get, you really, you Oh, my goodness. Bishop Cook really gave the word. You too, Evangelist Scott. Mm-hmm. You really gave the word. It was power. It was power, wisdom, and knowledge in the word. And, you know, it helped me. It helped me. Like I say, God bless you, ladies. God bless you. May the Lord be with you and your families. And God bless you, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Love you, and love you too, Bishop Cook. Love you.
Love you, ma'am.
I'm going to ask for prayer personally for myself. One thing has been resolved. The other thing has not been resolved. Keep me in prayer. Keep Mrs. Givens in prayer. Keep Deacon Bradley in prayer. Keep the Scott family in prayer. But I love you all, and I love you, Bishop, because you give everybody
a chance.
You give everybody
Amen,
a chance. Your word is powerful.
Amen.
Powerful. It's powerful. Love you,
Amen.
Too.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. I love you so much, Mother Scott. All right, we're going to, speaking of Deacon Bradley, we're going to go to Deacon Bradley. Good evening, sir.
Amen.
God bless you, man of God. Good evening, sir.
My soul has been blessed tonight. I just feel so good. I needed this. It just seems like I'm so connected in the spirit until when I need something, it comes forth right away. And the cook, I thank you for the message. See, a lot of us today, we know scripture, but we can't bring it out in a way for folk to understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
You didn't only bring the scripture, you brought the before and after the scripture. See, this is what God is waiting on us to do. And you and Sister Michelle, I'm telling you, I'm just happy all over.
I needed it.
And God just put me on the right path. Well, there's one thing I can say about the reading of that source on the wall. That's the way I do life. I don't worry about the sign. I don't worry about what people says about this. I worry about the world in general that's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Thank you for going from scripture to scripture and telling you here's the backup and here's the beginning of it. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Love you.
God bless you, sir.
Love you too.
May
you
continue to have you hold on to his unchanging hand. Thank you.
You're welcome,
bye-bye,
sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Apostle Edwin Holloway, and then I see you, Mother Givens. I will come to you next, ma'am. We're going to go right on through. Amen. Apostle Holloway.
God bless you.
Confidence Holloway. I'm sorry.
Both of us are here, but let you go first. God bless you, Bishop, and Evangelist Michelle. We really enjoyed the word tonight. And what I'm hearing is short and sweet, but get ready, be ready, and stay ready. Stay close.
Amen.
To God. That's
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Good.
That's
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Be ready.
Right.
Stay ready. In Jesus'
Amen.
name.
Amen. Be ready.
God bless you. That's it. We just making it short tonight. God bless.
All right.
All
that's good.
You.
That's good. Well, praise God. Hey, hallelujah. It don't take a lot of words sometimes. It don't take all that. Amen. Well, we're going to go to Mother Givens now. Good evening, Mother Givens. God bless you, ma'am.
Well, good evening to you, Bishop Cook, and Evangelist Michelle Scott. I just thought those both messages were just beautiful and right on time. And, you know, our greatest danger is worrying about tomorrow.
Yes.
If we just try to carry on today's burdens today, we will stagger under no load, and eventually we won't fall flat. And so we just have to take God's word. I wake up every morning and read my daily word, and scriptures follow. And it just uplifts me so much throughout the day. And this sermon that both of you have delivered tonight, it just carried it on and made my heart feel so happy. So I thank you. I thank you so much for my tuning in to listen. God bless each and all
God
of you.
God bless you, Mother Givens. We love you.
God bless you.
And I love you,
God
too.
Bless
bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're now going to go to, all right, say to God, there is still time for you to put your praise on it, put your nugget in there, because you know what? Here is Spirit Alive. This is not the Bishop Cook and the Evangelist Scott Show. This is a program for us to come together and touch and agree and bring the word of God, because you know what? You might say something that will cause somebody to give their life to Christ. We've all been called to be ministers. We've
Amen.
All been called.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to, if you are in here, and we're family. So you're welcome to make a comment. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to Minister Tina and then to Apostle Zeta so we can get through people and give you an opportunity to speak. Amen. So Minister Tina Brown, come on in the room, sweetheart.
Praise God, praise God. Yes, what a beautiful message you both gave today. God wants us to be ready, and he wants us to bring others with us. And I'm so thankful for your message today. I'm putting my praise on. I thank you both. I love you both. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Apostle Zeta, come on in the room, man.
Amen. Amen. I too, and really enjoyed the messages. The messages were right on for the season, for now.
Amen.
Because,
glory to God.
The writing is on the wall, and it's all over. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. But we are in the end times. Yeah. And because we are, we don't have any time to waste.
That's
we don't have any time to lose. But we need to be even the more about our Father's business.
Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Winning souls for the Lord. Praise God.
That's right.
Staying in the Word of God. Continuing in prayer. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Being in unity and love with one another. That's what we need. It's love that's going to change things.
Yes.
Love, prayer, of course, but the love that we shed abroad will make the difference. And,
that was beautiful.
It begins with those that are around us. Praise God.
That's right.
And then we spread it out.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And it will make a difference. We do that, it will make a difference. Praise God.
Ma'am.
And we all will be marching victoriously. If
that's
we do
right.
That. Paul said in the word, by all means, save some. And
save
you know,
some.
It's important.
Come on, save some.
Talked about the importance of bringing souls to Christ. Bringing others along with us. We want to make it in, sure. But we also want to see others going in as well.
Amen.
But they only
Amen. That's good. Well, as you have heard, my brothers and sisters, you know, it is our fervent desire, you know, from the bottom of our hearts. If you don't know Christ, my young people sitting in the chat rooms, any of you sitting in the studio tonight, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, first and foremost, we all want to tell you that we love you. And we love you enough to share with you the good news that Jesus died for your sin and for mine.
Yeah.
And all you
yes,
have
Lord.
To do is stop, drop, and give him you. Just go to the
Amen.
Lord and say, Lord Jesus, look, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and save me.
Yes, Lord.
And then use me, Lord. Have your way
yes.
with me. And then you say that you pray that prayer in Jesus' name. You add,
yeah.
And you know what? You don't have to wait for the UPS man. You don't have to wait for FedEx. You
Hallelujah.
Don't have to wait for the regular
That's
mail.
Right.
Jesus is already on the scene, and he has
Amen.
A package of love for you. And in that package of love, you're going to find your faith and your salvation. You're going to find,
Amen.
Hallelujah, forgiveness. You're going to find joy and peace like you've never
you,
known
Jesus.
Before.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then we pray that once you give your life to the Lord, that you would get into a Bible-based community. I know churches are on Zoom right now. A lot are on Facebook Live. But, you know, there are ways that you can reach out to a community right now. You can be right here on Spirit Alive with us if you want to. But what we do
yeah.
want you to know is get to know the Lord for yourself. Because
yeah.
it's all about that personal relationship with him. See,
yes,
once you
is.
Have that personal relationship with him, then you will begin to understand what true love really is.
Yeah.
Then you will begin to understand what true provision really is.
Hallelujah.
What
yeah.
true support really is. So I
yeah.
praise God, and we have
yeah.
another person that's ready to put their praise on it. Glory to God. I knew if I talked long enough, somebody was going to say something. Okay, area code 707. Last four digits, 3660. Come on in the room and put your praise on it. 707,
Hello,
last
Mr.
four
digits. This is me. This is Pastor Scott. How you doing?
Oh, Lord, bro.
Amen.
What you doing on a different
hey,
phone?
Hey,
up here sneaking all up in the studio. Who you
is? But I just wanted to say that you know that this was a very good message of preparation for what is to come. You know, like the Bible says,
Amen.
Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow
That's
will
right.
take care of the things of itself.
That's
mm-hmm.
And so we understand that. How do they take care of the how does tomorrow take care of the things of itself? Well, God prepares us for it, and therefore our faith has to grow and be strong enough to understand that no matter what's happening, God
yeah.
is holding us in our hands, in his hands for the future. So no matter
yes.
what,
Amen.
We know that God is the one that is preparing us, and he's already prepared us for what is
yeah.
And so,
yeah.
you know, I'm so thankful for this message that you guys brought, and it was brought in a great way. Both of you guys, you Bishop Cook and to
Thank
my wife,
you, my brother,
Michelle,
God bless you,
congratulations to Phil Scott. You know,
yes.
just talk about this and
we
getting people prepared and with the mindset to think on the things that are to come, but the only way you really think of them is you think of how powerful God is, and God
yes.
is
yes.
all
of
us, you
know,
and Amen. So what's going to happen, so he prepares us for it
yes.
in advance. We just have to know who to go to and how to come to him when we don't know which direction to go.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Thank you so
Amen.
Much. And I just love working with my beautiful sister, Michelle. She is my partner. You know, we just flow. It's a joy. We're the tag team of the gospel. That's what I call us when we're in private. But right now, I think, do I see Sister Gladys? Sister Gladys, is that you, darling? Okay. No, that's not my sister. Oh, No, that ain't her. Well, I'll be looking for my family, and that ain't her. So, well, Jesus, all right, moving along. Well, don't think I didn't hear. Okay, let me go. Did somebody just? Okay, let me just make sure I've gotten everyone.
It might be my sister Sandra trying to creep in.
Yeah, well, you know what? My family be killing me with this creeping, okay? They really do. Just be all creeping
right.
all in, trying to fool the bishop and everything. Because, see, they know I'm good with numbers. I memorize numbers. So they be switching up on me. Uh-huh. But, see, that's okay because that's family love. We do that. We can do that. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I did not miss Mother Mattie Scott's prayer request. So
Amen.
Before we get right now, we are going to bow and we are going to pray because we need to be praying for these folks. Because, see, there's a lot of Christians looking for signs, you know, everything's signs, that's fine. But, see, the enemy uses that. That's just another one of his ploys. Because, see, while you out, look, when people out looking for signs, they're not doing the work of the Lord. They're not witnessing. They might not be praying or studying because they're too busy, like my sister said, trying to figure out what is this a sign? Is that a sign? But right now we're going to go to the Lord and pray, and we're going to lift up our family members. So most gracious and heavenly Father, first and foremost, I come to you as your humble servant, just praising you. For each and every person within
thank
the sound
you,
of my
you,
voice.
Absolutely.
Father God, I thank you for this demonstration of love and unity. I thank you, Father God, for this demonstration, hallelujah, of what a true family of God looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lord God, I come in the name of Jesus, first
Absolutely.
And foremost, lifting up our beautiful elders. Lord
yes.
God, we lift up Mother Mattie Scott.
Yes.
We don't need
right
to know
now.
What the situation is because
thank
we know
you,
that you sit high and you look low and
yeah.
you know all about everything.
Yes,
so, Lord, whatever this beautiful mother stands in the need of, we pray right now that you give it to her, pressed down, shaking together until running over whatever the situation is, Father. You go before her and straighten it out. You fix it, Father God, because when you fix it, God, it's fixed.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we
yeah.
just lift her up to you right
thank
now.
You,
we lift up Mother Givens to you right now, Father God.
Oh, yes,
we
yes,
just
yes,
pray
yes,
that
yes,
you continue to use her mightily, Lord
yes,
God.
God.
And Lord God,
yes.
we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever
yes.
mother stands in the need of, whatever mother needs to do, that you would strengthen
yes.
her. Go before her. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And help
yes.
her to continue to stand. We pray for our mighty brother. Hallelujah, Deacon Bradley. We pray right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus that you
yes,
would continue
yes.
to use the man of God.
Mm.
Use him, Lord,
in
to
the
instruct
Jesus.
The young. Use
yes.
him, Lord, to edify the old. Use
yes.
him, Lord, to draw the lost.
Yes.
Use him, Lord, in a
yes.
mighty way. Father God, I
yes.
just want to thank you right now. Hallelujah,
yes.
because you've
yes.
been so good to us.
Thank
and Lord
you.
God, I just want to thank you for the servant leaders of this house. Hallelujah. I
yes.
want to thank you, Father God,
yes.
for Apostle Zeta Flowers. Everything,
yes.
God,
yes.
that she does, I pray
yes.
that you
yes.
would bless it and bless it indeed. Increase
oh,
her territory.
Yes.
I thank
yes.
you, Lord
yes.
God,
yes.
that she is a true apostle. Hallelujah. She walks
yes.
with
yes.
other
yes.
churches.
Yes.
She
yes.
walks with other
yes.
ministry.
Yes.
She builds
yes.
them selflessly, Father God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because she wants to serve you. That's what an apostle does in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for who she is, and I thank you for what she does. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Pastor and my beautiful sister, Michelle Scott. I want to thank you for your power couple, Father God. I want to thank you for the children. I want to thank you, Lord God, that you continue to use them, and you making a way, Lord God, when the world says no, you said yes. Lord, continue to pour down your blessings of health upon them. Lord, I pray finances down upon them. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, they continue to have your way. Make them mighty in your kingdom, Father God. I just pray it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just bless you, Lord, because you're so good to us. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah for our sister Gladys. I thank you for every servant leader here at Spirit of Love. I thank you for the Holloway. I thank you for one and all, Father God. Lord God, we humbly serve you. And all we want is for somebody to know you, Father God. We're not trying to make a name for ourselves. We're not trying to be popular or famous. We just want to be holy. We just want to be righteous. We just want to be loving and kind. We just want to show the world the sign that you live within us. We just want to show the world the sign that we have your DNA. We just want to show the world the sign, hallelujah, that we believe that we have life eternal. Oh, my Lord and my God. I just thank you for this network. I thank you, Father God, that you have kept me. You and you alone have poured into me. You and you alone have kept me, oh God. You and you alone built this ministry, God. You sent who you wanted to send. You do what you want to do, the way you want to do it, when you want to do it. And I, Lord God, I'm going to be faithful to obey your every word and do everything you say in the way you do it, because I love your people, and I truly want them to be all that they can be in you. Lord, I want them to be truly healed, truly delivered, truly transformed, Father God, into the likeness of your very Son, Jesus. Continue to use this network, Lord God, to build and edify. Because we are the transformation station. And I pray it all in your mighty, matchless, undefeated name. Amen and amen. Let the saints of God say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just need to give him some praise right now. Hallelujah. I feel good myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, the writing is on the wall. Hallelujah. But we don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. We have a hope, and our hope is in Christ Jesus. And when your hope is in Christ Jesus, oh, hallelujah, you got a sure thing. Hallelujah. Everything go better with Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to take that faith, and we're going to take Jesus all the way into eternity. Hallelujah. We're going to be walking around up there with Jesus, shouting. Because, see, I don't know about you, but all I want to hear God say to me is, well done, good and faithful servant.
Hallelujah.
Well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to have to get to heaven talking about, Father, can you hook a sister up? That ain't going to work. There ain't going to be no holy hookups at the gate. We got to get it together now. And I praise God that I have a family of believers that will help me teach, help me preach, help me to just to get this word out to you. Because we just want somebody to know that Jesus is real, and he lives in us. And he lives in you if you have professed him as your Lord and Savior. So, saints of God, I want to thank everybody that tuned in, everybody that spoke. I want to thank my beautiful Spirit Alive family. And I'm just so blessed by the family of ministries here. Spirit Alive is a gathering place. It's a stop off. It's a drop off for brothers and sisters. You see, I have three ministries. I don't need anybody else's. And I praise God that, you know, he has given me a heart to just bless other servant men, servant leaders, and just bless their ministries by making sure that they go out all over the world. And I want to report to the congregation that as of last week, Spirit Alive is being listened to in Israel and all of the Holy Land.
Amen.
So God is increasing our territory. God is making a way. So all of you are going out and into all the world. So that means that all of us are being obedient to God's word. We are going. We are all going. Ye therefore into all the world. Amen. So I just thank God for each and every one of you because, you know, I think we're greater together.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I think we're greater together. So from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, from my dear, dear sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott and myself, we want to thank everybody for listening. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow you can tune in for Wounded No More with Prophetess Vanessa Carver. She has been teaching a prolific series on healing through love. So I'm praising God for that. Then on Friday, you will hear Pastor Jeffrey Scott and Every Man Standing in His Place, and his special guest will be Apostle Edwin Holloway, so you can tune in for that. Glory to God. For more information about us,
you
can find that in the body of each and every program, or you can go to www.spiritalivenetwork.com. Hallelujah. So, from our house to your house, it is our fervent prayer that each and every one of you be ye transformed. Good night. And God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you, family. I sure do love you. Good night.
And we love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.